Blog Talk Radio.
This is Image All Day. I have my co-hosts on the line, Medisa and Taylor. Hey, my loves, welcome back.
Hey.
Look, we've been on break for a while. We've been on break. We have. But, you know, we back to it.
Yeah, but we back.
I know, right? We back. And let's go ahead and get this disclosure out here in these streets so they understand that we drink because we say bad things. And it's even though it's 2018, yeah, we still do it. Ain't that much changed with the year. But we're going to be talking about some New Year stuff. We're going to be having girl talk because Dre out there gallivanting in the streets of Tennessee.
Oh, Lord.
At some ski resort here. I talked to him earlier. He's been drunk since about 11:45 this morning.
He ain't out there being the last king of Scotland, is he?
Girl, he out there floozying. That's what he out there doing.
Wait a minute. Time out. Did she say he out here being the last king of Scotland?
That's what I said, girl.
You know what? The show just started, and here it is, 10:33, and she done got the award for the comment of the night at 10:33.
Girl, you know, he even stopped by in the streets, and you know, he out there. I told him, I said, you know, this ain't no sprint. This is a marathon. You've been drinking since 8 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Y'all. Yeah. And this is just the first day. This is the first day. They're going all the way to Monday.
He's good and lit.
Y'all, we're going to pray for him. We're going to pray for his liver, and we're going to pray he's going to be all right. But it's just us girls tonight, so we're going to have some girl talk, and we're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to kiki, and we're going to just be inappropriate because that's what we do. So,
right.
I know. So, you know what? Taylor probably got the juiciest of the juice because she said she has some build-up in the office. So,
yes.
Girl, go ahead and spill it. Go ahead and spill your tea.
Okay.
You know
listen.
What I'm saying?
Listen, we got to go back. Wait. We're going to start from Thanksgiving.
No, we
got
to go back to
work
be...
our way up.
We got to go back to go forward.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, honey. We got to go back. I got stories. Baby, these struggle plates.
Girls, don't
these
we
struggle
talk,
plates
we talk,
that
we
I
listen,
saw
we already talked about struggle plates. We talked about it.
We sounded. Lord.
Okay, but then we're going to move forward. Okay.
No, I want to hear your story. I want to hear your story because I don't think nobody can put a spin on it like you can, Taylor. So go ahead and tell us about the struggle place, please.
Okay. So, Now, in my house, Mark does the cooking. He likes to cook. He cooks. So his plates are phenomenal. He's an amazing cook. Now, as of lately, he's been, you know, displaying them on social media and things like that. And people, you know, they ask questions. Here's the problem. The problem is that when they ask the question, you know, how does this look or should I add this with that, you know, he's nice. He's a really nice guy. Me, on the other hand, don't ask me that. Don't ask me that. And don't say it to me. This place, this picture he showed me, I was so confused. Now, a ham is usually pretty simple.
How you gonna mess up?
You just put the ham in the pan, and you put the pineapple on it and the cherry, and you put it in the oven. Baby, this ham had pineapples on it. It had orange peels. It had orange slices.
Wait, what?
Not orange peels and slices too.
Peels and slices. Like you peel an orange and then you was like, okay, let me just put a rind on top of the ham. Then, I don't know. I never heard of that. So then I was like, maybe this is some new shit. Let me go Google it. Because maybe it's something I don't know about the orange. Yeah, no, I didn't know. No. It wasn't a recipe for that. Martha Stewart didn't do it. Oprah didn't do it.
There wasn't Patty either.
Patty didn't do it either. Nobody.
It was
orange. Nobody orange slices on the ham.
Nobody in the history of chefdom has done that. You know?
You're stupid. I'm not dealing with you tonight. No.
Why not?
Okay.
I cannot.
Okay, so that was the ham. Bless it.
Mm-hmm. A ham.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, praise God.
At first, I had to look again because I didn't have my contacts in and I didn't have my glasses. And I had been sipping since 1 o'clock. So when I saw the picture at 3:30, I was like, maybe that's not what that is. So I had to ask questions. I was like, you know, what exactly is that?
God.
Is it a ham? Is it a loaf? Is it something else? But then I remember making
a loaf.
You don't put the orange on the loaf. I mean, hey, you got these newfangled recipes. You got the Caucasian people putting apples in guacamole. So I'm just trying to figure out what was going on. And yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I cannot. Moving forward. Okay, all right. We're going to have to move past it. And we're walking. We're walking. We're moving past it. So,
come on.
Okay, we're going to move past that. We really are going to move past that because I don't understand and I ain't going to try to understand. I'm not even going to ask no questions because this is ignorance. And whomever ate off of that person's plate or who decided to let them cook, they stupid and they ignorant just as much as the person who cooked it. So, okay, next poll because that was Thanksgiving. Are we moving to Christmas?
Okay, so now we're going to move on to Christmas, okay? Now, Christmas comes, okay? Now, I decided, this, you know, everybody's getting one big thing for Christmas. We're not doing all this paper everywhere. We ain't doing it, okay? It's too many little children to be trying to get all this paper and tape and everything. So, everybody going to get one thing. Little Ian, we got him a little Thomas train set. It was 65 pieces. The problem with that... Yeah, 65 pieces. See, the thing is that when you got your mind fixated on one thing, like, we got to get him this thing. You want to get him a train set because he loves Thomas the Train. So when we walked into the Walmart, it was just sitting there, and the light was shining on it. Ha ha! It's the Thomas train set. Didn't look at nothing else. Didn't read nothing else. Didn't bother to look at nothing. It's the Thomas train set, right? It got a Thomas with it. It's a train set. How hard could it be? None of us read this small print. None of us. All right, So we're going to move on to the next one. Little Justin like PJ Masks. He's going to go on and get him something. Get him a little PJ Masks. Okay, cool, got you something. Baby girl, we're going to get you a little tablet. We got to thank everybody. Baby, okay. Christmas morning came, and he opened up that little thing, and that thing said 65 pieces. Do you know we struggled for a week and a half to put that sucker together?
Oh, wow.
Y'all just got it together last week.
Yeah. And you know how long it took him to destroy it? A whole
3.5 seconds.
Girl, stop.
just took the whole thing apart.
Wait a minute. So wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He just derailed all of y'all hard work.
Yes.
Like all y'all,
that's what babies do,
though. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they do.
See, the thing is, I love children. I love all children. I have never wanted to drop kick a kid more than when he came to me with that piece that we couldn't figure out where it went, because, you see, the thing is, it came with instructions, so we were like, okay, we just gonna follow our instructions. No, because Justin decided he wanted to make an art project with the instructions. So now he in the room, he got the whole ball of tape, and he got the scissors. He in there, he just putting shit together. He just making stuff. Justin,
oh, wow.
What you doing? I make a snowman. You make a snowman. But I needed that paper to put this together, because I don't know how to put this together, because you took the paper. He said, but it's a snowman for Santa. You another one. See what I'm saying? Almost got kicked in the last proof.
Oh, wow.
Dear God, poor babies.
Yeah.
Them babies. They don't know how close to death they were.
Okay, listen.
Yeah, I was about to meet Jesus. Them babies was about to
and
meet
he came
Jesus.
To me, and he came to me with this little piece, and he was like, Mommy, it's broken. I said, what's broken? I turned around and he had this piece in his hand, almost slid him through the house. I said, I know this child didn't just take this whole thing apart after we spent the whole week trying to put this together. I said, you know what? It's okay. It's okay.
Wowzers.
It's okay. It's okay. It's
fine. I cannot.
The point is you had it, you opened it and you had fun, and it's okay. But yeah, almost drop kicked him. You almost lost one. Yeah. He's about to go sliding right through this house. Right on to the middle.
Know.
That's where he was going. That's where he was going, to the North Pole. Where he was going.
I can't.
Poor baby. Mm-hmm. Baby, Lord mercy.
He sure was going to go.
But they still babies. You have to realize they're still babies.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're grown little men in their bodies, they're still babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. That's what saved them.
When my son was young, like he's 18 now, but he a little destructive still. You know, I just don't think they grow out of those phases. But I remember feeling that way when I bought him something that I don't remember what it was, but I know that feeling, because you know how it is. You see something, you know they like it, and I want to say it was like a something having to do with Spider-Man, because he was like crazy about Spider-Man back in the day, and I bought him some little action, some little thing, and he destroyed it like in 2.5 seconds too. So I get it. I really want to do something to him. Like, yeah. Really, really want to do something to him. I want to do something to him.
It must be a little boy thing.
It is.
It must be a little boy thing.
He's destructive. And like I said, he's still destructive. Like, you know how many cell phones I've had to replace? Like, this dude, he has broken so many cell phones, and I'm just like, why do you do that? So I gave him, you know, I'm iPhone junkie, so I, you know, I've had every iPhone since the iPhone 4. So I gave him, every time I upgrade, I give him my old phone, right? And so I gave him but I always keep a spare in case something happens with my phone, because I never have broken a phone. And he literally, I gave him my little spare because he was at school and somebody, he claimed someone broke in his locker and, like, crushed his phone in gym class. But I think he dropped it or something, like, but, you know, I'll never get the real story. So I'm like, okay, I'll give you this phone because you need to be with a phone. I can't have you out here in these streets without no phone. I give him the phone. Why the phone got a big ass crack in it? And he's like, Mama. So he's like, okay, you about to get another phone because you always upgrade your phone. And he's like, can I have your other phone? No. You're going to have that same little ass iPhone that you got right now with the crack across the screen. You better put your ass a screen protector on there. Hope that the screen protector don't break. The screen protector's going to protect the crack that's already there because I'm not giving your ass nothing else. So I said all that to say that I just think it's a boy thing. And I don't think they ever get to the point where they stop breaking shit. Because we know some grown-ass men that break stuff, you know?
I don't know. Wait a minute. What group was that? Wait, I'm sorry. I'm scrolling.
What?
I apologize.
I was scrolling. I thought I saw somebody's name in a group that I was like, how did they get there? But it's not that person. It's just somebody who has a name.
Oh, my God.
Right there.
Ooh, well, I was say, we're not going to talk about white pants, are
we? Did y'all see my post? Did y'all see my post today?
Huh? No, what post
about
name?
What?
Hmm?
Somebody's name. It was a customer.
Oh,
somebody's
name.
A child. Epiphany. A-P-P. I-S-A-N. Wow. Epiphany.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. I kind of just said wow and just moved on because I need people not to understand. I know y'all like to get cute with names. Y'all like to get cute, but y'all need to stop this. Stop it today.
Stop it right now.
Don't do it again.
That's what I want to go away in 2008. Stop naming these kids. Shit.
Okay, so that's what we're going to transition to. That's what we're going to do. We're going to transition to what we are not about to tolerate in 2018. Like, we're not about to tolerate this. We did it in 2017. Moving into this, we're not tolerating no mess. So yours is you're not tolerating these people naming these children these bogus tail names.
Exactly. And then you get an attitude when somebody cannot pronounce a child's name.
You listen.
What happened to Schmegula ass, yes, I'm going Cardi B, regular Schmegula ass spelling of name. Like,
she could have just spelled it the regular way. You didn't have to change it.
You
could have just
named
out different.
But this is a grown ass person. And I'm just like, why was your mama naming you that? You were super grown, and why is your mama naming you that? I feel some kind of way. And I don't have the most common name, but my name has meaning. My name is in a book. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's South African. It has meaning. I get it if you name your child some shit that's got some meaning behind it, but some bullshit, you just making up names, just putting shit together.
I'm going to tell you where they're getting these names from. If you buy a pack of hot dogs, right, like a miscellaneous pack of hot dogs, not ballpark, because ballpark hot dogs are good, but if you get some other ones and then you read the ingredients, and it'd be like methazoid B some that you can't pronounce. That's what they'd be like. Okay, that's what I want to name my kid. That's how they name.
I'm done talking to you for
here.
Tonight.
They name
I'm done
the ingredients.
I'm done.
And stuff.
Already, we ain't even an hour
like
into the
show. You get the hair,
and I'm done talking to you.
If you get the hairspray and you look at the ingredients in the hairspray, I promise you, one of them ingredients is the kid's name.
I'm done.
Well, I'm gonna have a baby, and I'm gonna name her Fabrizé. You know, Febreze, Fabrizé, you know, I'm going to just make up some shit.
We're walking. That girl said crappy. I cannot. So we have some people who have commented on a post that said that they're what they're not tolerating in 2018. Mm-hmm. Christina from New York says, people talking out the side of their neck.
Okay. We're not going to do all this talking and you being disrespectful and foolish. Okay, I get that.
Yes. Taylor's favorite person, AJ, says lack of accountability.
Okay, I get that one too.
Lack of accountability. I got my white pants on.
Okay.
Everybody look at me. I got my white pants on.
What I'm not tolerating is this whole back and forth with people in 2018. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this back and forth nonsense. If you're going to stay away, stay away. If you're going to come back, come back. I'm not doing all this. I'm not doing it. Tired, too old at this point. And I am not, like, my give a crap is low.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not giving a crap. I'm not caring about your feelings. I'm minding my own business. That's what I'm doing. I am so team my own business. And if y'all know, I'm doing these other shows too. And I'm really trying to get some of these people on board. It's like, yo, if you mind your own business, I guess what you won't have? Problems.
Right. Problems.
Like, why are you concerning yourself with other people's business? What it got to do with you?
I want people to, like, another thing that I want to stop is people, like, stop trying to be like somebody else. Be yourself. Whoever you are.
Exactly.
Be excited and happy that God made you who you are. And embrace that shit. Don't be out here in these streets trying to be like somebody else because you're going to look stupid.
And don't even realize like what it took to get to be that person. Like, you're trying to be somebody that you don't even know the true story behind. Like, stop doing it.
Exactly. Just keep it 100 and just be who you are because every person has something unique about themselves that makes them different and stand out from the crowd. So you need to figure out what the fuck that is about your ass and embrace that shit and keep it moving. And stop trying to be like other people because, you know what I mean, because you're going to jump off the bridge because somebody else jump off the bridge. Like, all these challenges and all this stupid shit, I'm sick of it. Like, just stop. Like,
And there's definitely room. Right, and it's definitely room for all of us to eat off the same plate. Like, really?
Absolutely.
Like, it's like we have these gifts, and there's still room for all of us because all of us are not going to tell the same story. Mm-hmm. All of us are not going to bring the same thing to the table. It's still a possibility that you can still be just yourself, and you don't have to be these other people. Like, you have your own personality. That's what you were given it for. There's no need to try to steal mine. Like, it's so funny. Like, people are like, oh, you're so cool. My personality is different from a lot of people's personalities. I let a lot of stuff roll off my back. Y'all don't even realize how much stuff I let roll off my back. And
well, I believe it.
Sometimes I'm like, y'all don't know it all. Like, if I responded to everything, and I do mean everything, some feelings would be beat down. They don't understand no more. And we're going to get into another topic after we finish. Taylor, what you got? Because I'm going to talk about these men who need to understand what being interested and uninterested is. And that's going to take
girl,
a while.
Okay. What I'm leaving in 2017 that I don't want to see in 2018, ma'am, if you know that you like to wear weave, I'm going to need for you to understand that like with makeup, okay, you have to blend that shit.
Oh, my God.
I saw something today that bothered the hell out of me. Now, me and my baby girl go back and forth about doing her hair. Sometimes I look at that thing and I go, you know what? Taking it behind to the salon because I'm not dealing with it. I don't want to be bothered. And you're not about to sit in this house and make it sound like I'm in here trying to skin you. And all I'm doing is taking this one barrette out your hair. Okay? You're not doing it. I seen a poor baby today. She had, it was supposed to be Bantu knots, but it was her hair. But then, you know the Barbies, you know Barbies, right? You know the little hair that the Barbies got? Her mom had wrapped it in the Barbie hair. Blonde Barbie hair. This baby got jet black hair.
No.
And you wrap the Bantu knot part in blonde Barbie hair.
Are you serious?
Wow.
And I said, and it was matted together. So that lets me know that she's been rocking this for a while now.
Comb your baby hair.
What I don't want to see in 2018
y'all
is these babies out here with these struggle hairs. Okay?
The baby's hair should never be a struggle.
Never should be a struggle.
Mama can look like
some people can't braid. Some people can't braid. I get it. Some people can't curl. I get it. Natural hair is hard to work with. Sometimes the child don't want to sit still. I get it because I go through it all the time with my daughter. She be in here screaming, and it sounds like I'm in here trying to kill her, and I'm only trying to take this one ponytail out of her hair.
Right.
Like, that's it. Like, I don't know what it is with little girls when it's time for their mother to do their hair, they act like it's the worst thing in the world. I take her to the salon, and a little African lady is trying to braid her eyebrows, and she thinks it's funny. I don't get it, but whatever. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. you can't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see it in 2018. If you can't do nothing else, I need for you to understand how to make a puff. I need for you to understand how to make a ponytail. And if you can't do that, I need you to understand how to get $25. I promise you, if you go to any salon and be like, what can I get for $25? They're going to give you something that'll last a week.
Girl, yeah. And if you can't, and like you said, if you don't know how to comb hair, just go with the go-to. A nice little brush, that little afro puff up in a little ponytail, because I cannot comb hair with my baby. And my baby was a little bald-headed, and when her hair started growing in, that was my go-to. Two little afro puffs with little bows.
Listen.
I'm just saying.
Okay? That thing is real, okay? Them two little puffs and that little and them little bows, them bobos, they go far, okay?
Girl,
they go far.
Yes.
And it's not, and then on top of that, you have family. Like, I don't understand. You got family. You got 50-11 sisters. You got 32 cousins. Somebody somewhere know how to make a ponytail.
Okay, go holler.
Okay, and if you, guess what? If don't none of them know how to make it, this what you do. I know plenty of dudes. They can't do shit else right in their life, but they can make a ponytail. You got the latest everything. You got an iPhone 10. You got all this stuff. So you got a nice big old retina screen. You can YouTube how to make a goddamn ponytail.
Right.
It's no excuse. I don't want to see no struggle kids in 2018.
Especially if you got your hair done and your child is walking around with matted hair. I take issue with that. You all. Y'all know I take issue with that.
I think that's. And I
that's
think
why
in
for
mind,
a while
I,
y'all saw me. Y'all remember when I was like, but did you comb your child's hair today?
Uh-huh.
You remember those posts? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those.
Somebody. Yeah. Did you comb your child's hair today? I don't care what you did today, but did you tell them to comb your child's hair? They have been doing better, but it's still not to my satisfaction. Let me leave it. And then stop putting weave in these babies' heads. Like, I just need you to stop it.
Oh, my God.
Give them an opportunity to, you know, let their hair grow and flourish and be great. You throwing micro braid in a 2-year-old's head.
Yes, like, and you wondering why they walk.
Then the baby just learn how to hold their head up. Like, why are you putting weave in it? They can't even. Like, no.
Girl, and then they walk through it, and you wonder why they five years old with no edges. They going into kindergarten with no edges. It's lit.
I blame the parents.
Stupid. They're going into kindergarten toothless and edgeless because they got, you know, a tooth maybe fell out of something, so they snag a tooth and edges. That's a struggle. Don't do that to them babies.
Shoot, girl, there's some adults walking around snag a tooth and edges. What you doing?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, like, yeah, as an adult, you decide, you know what I'm saying, at some point, you make the decision. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to be snag a tooth. And you're going to be edgeless. You know what I mean? You got to protect them edges. You know what I mean? If you don't do it, then that's on you. If you're grown, you know what I'm saying? Once you get old enough to make those decisions for yourself. But a 5-year-old should not be walking around snag a tooth and edgeless. Now, it's okay to snag a tooth because that's the natural order thing. Teeth fall out so big ones can come in, you know? But she ain't got no edges because you've been micro, like you said, giving her micro braids or giving her goddess braids or lemonade braids since she was 2 years old. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
They ain't even got enough hair to hold the damn braid. The braid's slipping out and carrying on.
Right. And then trying to slick that little hair up into a ponytail. Girl, if your baby's bald-headed, she just bald-headed, it's okay. My baby was bald-headed, and I was okay with the fact that she was bald-headed. I had to accept the fact that the girl was bald-headed and she didn't have no hair for a really long time. Chanel hair didn't start growing until she was like 4. I swear to God, I'm not lying. She was bald-headed. I accepted the fact that my baby was bald-headed, and I was not about to put no ball balls in her hair and try to make her have some hair that she didn't have. She didn't have that shit. I was going to slick it down, put a bow, and do what I needed to do and keep it moving. I was not about to plaster no damn braids.
I get that. I hear it because I was bald-headed myself. I was bald-headed until I was a good 3 years old. Not a girl. I had like 3 strands.
I'm sorry. Y'all, I did not have that gene and praise God. I did. Ooh, Jesus. But my mom couldn't comb my hair. It was just that my hair was just really straight and it wouldn't lay down. Like, it just wouldn't lay down. So they couldn't do much with my hair until it got longer and they could, you know, put some little ponytails in it. But, honey, my first baby pictures, when my grandma took me to the old Olin Mills.
Girl, Olin Mills was a stuff.
And my little hair was all over my head. And the lady was like, ma'am, why you didn't comb your child's hair?
Oh, Lord.
God, that story is funny. My mama has to tell y'all that one. But you can't. I don't know what these. I guess this must be these new age mamas. It must be that.
Girl.
But that's funny.
It's these newfangled mamas. They so worried about loud and black and miles and Jordans and carrying on that they just, I don't know. Uh-uh.
Or trying to follow behind some fuck boy and make fight videos.
Oh,
hoes.
God, yes. I'm sorry for yawning, y'all. I've been drinking since I got off work, so.
I got another one I want to leave. I got one more I want to leave in 2017.
Oh,
stop taking your children to shit that they don't have no business at.
Girl.
Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you about this.
She done somebody done brought a baby to the concert. Wow.
Now, okay, so we just got through finished having Disney on Ice, right? Now, I'm sitting there minding my business. I'm excited because I like it because I ain't nothing but a big-ass kid anyway. I got my Mickey Mouse ears on and shit. They lit up and stuff. I got freaking little, like, little lights and shit. Like, I'm all lit. Like, I'm literally lit at work. This woman come past me, and she got a little baby and a little Snuggie. Okay, cool. The dad takes the baby out to Snuggie. This baby is fresh out the coach. Like, you still giving the baby hospital bottles. Why is this child at this, first of all, why are you out with this baby at Disney on Ice? This, first of all, it's too cold. It's too loud. The baby can't see. So the baby don't know what the fuck is going on. The baby just came out your ass like 2 days ago. Why are you out here with this child?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
She said the baby can't see. She just came out your ass 2 days ago.
You know it take them like a couple days or so before they get their vision together. This baby don't know a damn thing about Disney. The baby don't know nothing about Mickey and Minnie. And they don't know nothing about no Frozen. The baby trying to figure out why the fuck he not still in your stomach. They ain't worried about Mickey and Minnie and Frozen and Belle and everybody else. Why you got this child out here?
You're doing the most.
And it's
loud
because it's loud.
Right.
Yeah, another one come walking in. This one's a little older, okay, but it's still a baby nonetheless. She about to drop this whole kid out the car seat because she holding the car seat wrong, and the baby trying to sit up because the baby nosy, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. She about to drop the whole baby out the car seat. Again, good thing I'm sitting there, not minding my business, actually watching her before the baby fell out the damn car seat. Because guess what? The baby wasn't strapped in.
Wow.
Girl, these folks.
It's
got to be
everybody don't deserve to have kids. Like, some people just don't need to have kids. Like, I really.
Not at all.
Some of the shit that I see is just fucking ridiculous. Like, what the hell? Like, I don't understand it. Like, I am so old school. You remember? Cause you know how back in the day your grandmama and your don't bring that baby out the house at a certain time. You know what I'm saying? You know that baby didn't stay in the house
until after
your baby. Yeah, your baby went to the 2 week appointment and that was it. You know what I mean? They went out in the streets. I be seeing motherfuckers with newborn babies in Walmart. You got a 2 day old baby in Walmart, a 2 week old baby in Walmart. This baby don't even have that baby's immune system is weak. Why do you have the baby out here with all these?
Now you got the baby in Walmart because you tried to catch that Black Friday sale so you can get the 50-inch for $300. Now the baby got salmonella. See, that's what I'm saying. I cannot be bothered.
And meningitis. Your baby got meningitis. And then you wonder why your baby got pneumonia and meningitis and they 2 days old. And you somewhere looking stupid. Because you wanted the black frat. Like you said, you out here shopping. Girl, sit down. Sit your ass down. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's ridiculous. I don't understand.
I don't know what kind of labor them chicks was having. Because I know when I had mine, I don't want to be bothered with nobody.
Right.
Like, this shit was stressful. It was two of them jokers at one time. I don't want to talk to nobody. I'll go visit them.
I don't
want to
go nowhere.
I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to go nowhere. It took, you know how long it took me to walk around to go see them? I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going to nobody's Walmart to buy nothing.
Okay.
I ain't
got
time.
Wow. All right, so we're leaving all of that in 2017. We're not going to deal with it. We're not going to tolerate it. We're not going to deal with that in 2018. We're just going to mind our business and let them be stupid. So this topic, this is the one I want to move to because I need to understand, and maybe we got some fellas that's listening that can help me better understand some stuff. But the question is can guys really tell when a woman is seriously interested and when she's not interested, because I don't think some of these brothers get the whole picture.
Not
because, you know, like, you know when you like somebody, you talk to them all day, whether it's text message or on the phone or FaceTime. Y'all talk about pretty much any old thing. It's like you don't miss a call. You know, he might even shoot you a DM. You still answer it, even if you're busy. But if somebody, if somebody does not answer your messages, answer your calls, your DMs, your inbox, your comment, the person don't answer that, guess what they ain't doing right now? They're not worried about you and they're not interested. So I want to know, can men actually, because I understand that you want to try to continue to shoot your shot, but, sir, you're bricking. Like, you missing the shot every single time. Like, you're not even hitting the backboard. Like, it's nothing but air balls all day long. Like, I don't get it. And then, I say this because I have somebody right now that's, like, not getting the picture at all. I don't care. Like, legit, listen. I ain't answered the text message in about a week. Okay? Mm-hmm. And plus, I have been sick. So I was already, I haven't answered the text message in a week. They send me a text message all the time. Then if I don't answer the text message, what they'll do, they'll send me an inbox. I don't answer the inbox. Mm-hmm. Then if I don't answer the inbox, guess what they do? They send me a DM. Guess what? I still don't answer the DM. So then it's like I'm just not interested. And so, shut up, Ramon. Y'all, Ramon's on the say hey, Ramon. Hey, Ramon. Welcome.
Thank Hi, you. Ramon.
Ramon, I'm not talking about, like me and Ramon may talk back and forth, but no, Ramon, I'm talking about somebody different. I'm really talking about somebody different because I don't get it. I just don't. Like, and then what was so crazy, I kid y'all not, I was talking to Dre last night before he left, and I got a text message, and it says, love you. Sir, pause. I looked at it and I said, Dre, you are not going to believe this text message I got. And you know, Dre had to make up a song about it.
Oh, Lord.
So I was like, what part of this are you not understanding? And then every time I turn around, you got something smart to say. That's why I don't talk to you, because every time you say something, it's something smart, condescending, or it's just in a way of like, I'm thinking to myself, stop talking about your ass. Like, that's where I'm at. And
yeah,
it's like, it's so funny because, like, on a Saturday, like, anybody who knows me knows that Friday nights is usually the Wednesdays and Friday nights are the longest nights, right? I usually don't go to bed until, like, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Saturday mornings, y'all, if my daughter ain't got nothing to do, guess what I'm doing? I'm asleep. And I'm trying to rest. And you sending me stuff like, what you doing today? You got something to do with your daughter? Yeah. I don't care if I decided to watch Netflix all day. Yep. Sure do.
That's crazy.
I sure am busy this champ.
I don't understand why they don't get it. Like, what the hell is the problem?
I don't get it. And it's not like I'm putting my butt on you every other day. It's not even that.
You stupid.
I don't get it. Like, guess what? You are not the person I'm putting my butt on every other day. You know what I'm saying? You're not the first one. It's like, and it's not cute. It's not cute.
Right.
And I'm not interested. And I'm trying to understand. Ramon, okay, so Ramon, answer why y'all don't get it.
go on. Why he's hyphen? I'm asking Ramon to answer why they don't get it, but you go ahead and answer why he's hyphen.
Aside from that, it sounds very creepy to me. Like, that sounds very like, hey, I just want to invade everything. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to invade the privacy. I just want to be. That seems very stalkerish to me.
And see, mm-hmm. I was trying not to go there with it, and then my thought process, I was like, okay, at some point he is probably trying to just be nice, but it's annoying. It's annoying when I'm not interested. Like, if it's my hashtag, my mister, then it's different.
Yeah.
I think
like you said, if it's somebody you're interested in, it just, like, if it's somebody that you kind of have a vibe with, you're like, okay, you may be more prone to be like, okay, maybe I'll, you know, talk a little bit here and there. But it's like, what does it take for a person to get it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be rude. But you're like, dude, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. Like, do I have to write it on the fucking wall and tell you I'm not interested? Do I have to slap you in your face? I mean,
right.
Just stop. That makes it worse. You know what I mean?
It right.
Worse, because it makes me look at you as, like, what the hell is wrong with this person? And like she said, you a stalker at that point because you just don't. You can do anything. If you just keep going on, you can't do anything. You be outside my motherfucking house. You be this. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
No. No,
but I'm about to bring Ramon on because Ramon has an answer, so I'm about to bring Ramon on. Hey, Ramon, welcome to the code.
Hey, what's up, Jay? What's going on with you?
Now we're just having this little session right here, trying to understand why y'all me and Bo don't understand. We ain't interested sometimes.
For the record, it is 18 degrees here in Detroit.
Nope, ain't gonna get me there. Sorry.
It was 58 last night, but it's 18 tonight.
It's 70.
It's 63 here.
Well, it's 56 right now in Phoenix. It was 72 today.
Okay.
You
so
know,
this
Medisa,
is basically.
Ain't nobody asked you nothing. Okay, Medisa? Nobody asked you anything. Because you kick your little 70 degree weather. Okay? Nobody asked you anything.
It's 56 now.
So,
no. When it comes to weather, you're on timeout.
Okay,
yeah. We don't want to
okay,
hear
listen,
nothing
I'm
about the weather.
Too.
Okay, I will
okay,
say
let Ramon answer. Can y'all please let Ramon answer?
Okay, so basically the question is, like, how do you let it do? How does a guy not know when you're not interested in him? A lot of guys see mm-hmm. it as, like, it's an air thing. It's like air. If you leave the door cracked, it's not closed, so he still see it as an opportunity. If the window is cracked, the air can still get through. It's still an opportunity. See, I have a two-call minimum. I've always had a two-call minimum. If you don't answer, ring, ring, hello, what's up, Jay? Nothing, I'm gonna talk to my mother, call right back. Click. Okay, so I call you back, and you blow me off again. That I'm pretty much done, because that's letting me know that you don't want to be bothered. But some guys, when they just have their mindset of feeling like he can convince you, if you get the opportunity of showing you that he likes you, you will like him back. You just have to be straight up, harsh with him. Listen, the door is closed, the window is locked. You can't get in. Matter of fact, there's no doors and no windows. You just have to let him know. Because as long as he sees there's a crack, it's an opportunity for him to get in and try and persuade you that you will like him if given the opportunity. So you have to be straightforward because men like, see, like I said, like I told you on Ramon in the morning, like I always say, women and men think on two different grade levels. Women think more postgraduate. Men are more kindergarten. So you have to bring it down to the lowest common denominator and be straightforward with it. That's it. He will understand it. When you make 2 + 2 = 0, he will understand that. You have to be straightforward. When you make it complex and keep like trying to dodge this and that, he's seeing it as you want to chase him. I mean, you want him to chase you. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to basically just let him know, I'm not feeling you. You won't be friend zone. You won't be dick zone. You won't be nothing. Just bounce. You have to be straightforward.
Oh.
But as long as he thinks
we gotta be savages with him and just hurt their little feelings.
It's not about hurting feelings. It's about being honest. Because
okay.
I'm not trying to be funny. Y'all ain't got sticking balls. So the way we think is if you are not interested, you will tell us. Because some dudes don't get the subliminal message. They don't get it. You have to be straightforward.
Well,
there's
a show that's
got
to be done within the box of rocks because he ain't getting it.
He ain't. Well, you do it yourself. Hey, I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't say be rude.
No, I'm not saying be
honest.
I'm not
straightforward.
Saying like that. I'm saying,
yeah.
Just pretty much just like, look, I'm not interested. I appreciate it. I'm flattered. I'm not interested in keep it moving, right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
So if you
and keep it simple.
Right. Gotcha.
Because I'm going to tell you the secret. If we can get you talking and explain to why you don't like us, you're not interested, he will figure it out and figure out the phone to get you to like him. Like I said, keep it simple and small.
Okay.
Don't say a whole lot of words. I'm not interested. I'm not feeling it right now. I don't want to be bothered.
Okay.
I mean, how much attitude can I give?
You have to judge
because,
that by a case by case basis.
Okay, because it's you know what? I don't care if I'm fine. Like if I'm fine, if I even let's say this person is to the point of where they try to dictate what my attitude is through my text message. I don't know what kind of attitude I have through text message, but. It's like when I'm trying to be like, okay, look, listen, if I say, you know, today's been a day, and then they say something smart and stupid, and I'm like, didn't I just tell you I had a bad day? But you want to be smart. Like, I deal with smart-ass mouth people all day long. That ain't what I want right now. And then you wonder why I won't talk to you for 2-3 weeks. I'm talking about
but
weeks.
You're the one that's prolonging
it,
though. You're the one that's prolonging
you know what?
The execution.
I want him to get the pitch and just lose my phone number. Just lose it. It's going to take me blocking
have a call.
That's what that's going
to
be.
Yeah, you have to block him. Block him on all social media sites and phone numbers. And he will get the message. But when you tell him he's having, when you tell him you're having a bad day, when you're telling him you're having a bad day, you are opening the door for dialogue.
That makes sense.
Well, why
it's okay to have that. Okay, I understand, like, I can have a dialogue, but what's happening is this. In that dialogue, this is, if I'm telling you, if you care enough, okay, and I say to you, I'm having a bad day, then you try to soothe the bad day versus being a smartass and saying dumb stuff. To continue this day to be long and you pissing me off.
Jay, you just got your answer why he needs to be given a pink slip.
So he ain't even no slips to give.
So why are you telling him you had a bad day?
Because he asked how my day was and I said I'm having a bad day. That at that point, if you don't feel like getting a piece of this attitude that I got today, you shut up.
But you gave him an opportunity to put on the red cape and the big red S to be your hero.
He ain't even strong enough to be so.
Ding, ding, ding,
but
ding,
how about
ding.
That? Oh,
God. I missed this. Thank you, Jay. I missed doing
but
this.
You're so silly. But it's just like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like legit, like, and I'm like you. If you don't answer my text messages, my calls in a certain amount of time, you know what I'm saying? I'll back off until you decide to. Oh, the nigga don't let up. Don't let, like, and then you're not, there are policies and procedures that I live by. Don't nobody, if you ain't my mama or my sister-in-law or my child, you bet not text me before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my.
You hear what I tell you? You stepping into the point of you texting me at 6:30 in the morning, 7:25,
anybody who knows me knows I don't crawl out of my bed until 7:55 and log into my computer at 8. Like, seriously, like, he's mm-hmm. if I don't even answer them, like, don't do this. What part of, I don't even tell you to have a good day. You can tell me good morning, and I still won't tell you good morning. I tell everybody good morning, even when I log into my computer. Good morning, everybody. And I just don't get why he doesn't understand this. Like, all the signs are there. She don't answer my text messages. She don't even open up my DMs. Because, see, the thing is this. You send me a DM and an inbox to see if I'm going to open it.
Right.
Because it tells
it's still in bold
when
print.
I opened it.
It's still in bold print. Right. It's still in bold print. This is where you have to cut the head off and say, you have to let him know you don't want to be bothered. You have to let him know and be direct. And like the one young lady said, this accounts for you to be rude and let him know. You have to go ahead and do it.
I don't want to be rude because then I'm going to be a whole bunch of black bitches.
No, but in some cases, some people, like, you have to be rude to them. Like, they don't understand that.
Thank you. Thank you. There it is.
And you got to understand the person that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers who have stalker tendencies, they don't understand that. You got to just be downright ignorant sometimes with them. So, you know, look, leave me alone. Like, you're bothering me. I'm not interested. Stop. And like you said, worse comes worse. Block his ass.
I agree. Because this is the same person who tries to beat me with shoes.
Okay, see, and this is the thing. This is the thing. Like he was just saying, he had a very valid point. That when he was saying it, I was thinking to myself, okay, that makes a whole lot of sense. Like, because I was just thinking about situations in the past where a person, people have just been consistently like, they in my inbox, like, and I'm like, I'm, you know, and I be polite because, you know, that's who I am. I'm a polite person. I'm a nice person. I'm a people person. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm good. How you doing? You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? But
right.
the shit starts to get to the point where they just don't stop. You know what I mean? I have just cut all communication off because I feel like, okay, you're not understanding that if I wanted to talk, this is the thing. What people don't get, if a person wants to talk to you, they're going to make time to talk to you. They're going to deal with you. They're going to,
mm-hmm.
you're going to send them a message, and they're going to fucking reply. You know what I mean? If a person doesn't want to talk to you, then guess what? They're not going to talk to you. And a lot of people don't get it because they figure, oh, okay, I'll just keep sending messages, or I keep just doing this, or I keep doing nice things, and we try to be nice. But some people can't understand nice. They just can't. You know what I mean? It doesn't make you a bad
right.
person for putting your foot down. Because you have to think about it. Like, think about how many people out here getting stalked by motherfuckers because they were friendly. Because they smiled at them or said good morning or, you know, answered a message. No, that doesn't mean I want you. You know what I'm saying? I'm being polite and being a human being and trying not to be a fucking savage. But I think you don't understand what it means to be polite and be a human being. So I guess I need to be a savage for you to get it. And if I have to hurt your feelings, I just gotta hurt your feelings because
you might have to be. And you might have to be black bitches. You might have to be black bitches. You might just have to.
I mean, you know what? And that's happened before. I mean, and that's happened. Like that's happened to me before. You know what I mean? Like I had a person tell me, "You a stuck up bitch. You ain't all that." First of all, I never said I was all that. I don't. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, I don't give a fuck what you think about me. But I'm not interested. And me telling you that I'm not interested makes you call me out of my name. You're the person with the fucking problem, not me.
And he's dismissed.
Yeah. Go bother someone else.
There's such a girl-like qualities. And I'm definitely not the person for you. I'm not the person. You know, how people be like, oh, I'm so into you, and you're the person I want to be. I'm not the, I know for a fact I am not the person for you. I'm not.
I just feel like some people probably wasn't cuddled up as a baby. They got some issues that they need to get resolved.
Absolutely not. I mean, anybody that I've ever dated knows that I'm an affectionate person. On my bad days, I'm still affectionate. If I want to be, if I'm interested in you and I'm with you, I need your affection. I'm okay with it. Even though I'm not a 24/7 in my face person, but
when mm-hmm. I see you, I still want to have your affection. I don't even, like, when the name pops up, my nose turns up.
He sound like that stalker I was telling you about. Remember that stalker I was telling y'all about? People out here crazy. People, like, I don't put nothing past nobody nowadays. Because motherfuckers is crazy. Mm-hmm. And they just don't. And you don't know what somebody's background is like. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if their mama was cussing them out when they was a kid. Or if their daddy told them they was ugly, or if they was teased by all the rest of the kids at school and they felt like didn't nobody like them. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know what kind of shit causes motherfuckers to break. So if you feel in some kind of way, you know what I mean? You might not even be able to say those things. Just cut it all off. Just stop communicating. You know what I'm saying? And if he don't get it, block his ass.
I have a question. I have a question for Jada.
Okay.
When did what? You know? Hey, and watch the girl who was just talking. I don't know her name, but she was dropping knowledge.
That's Medisa.
Hey, Medisa. Oh, that's the one. That's the one I'd be having. That's the one I'd be having a crush on. Okay. Let me ask. And Medisa go.
That's the one you talk about. Her laugh.
Yo, oh, that's the one. I love her laugh. This Medisa will be like, watch this question, Medisa. I ask her. You'd be like, he's right. When did you figure out? You did not want to be – you. When did you figure out you were not interested?
Oh.
There it is.
I'm trying to figure out the exact moment because it was something that you said pertaining to, like, my day or something. And I was like, oh, no.
This ain't gonna work.
So,
like,
you
it was are, something smart to the point of what I had to do with my, like, it was something smart to do, like, what I, instead of saying, hey, what are you doing today? Oh, you must be busy with your daughter. Like, it was something stupid and smart, like that. You know what I'm saying?
So,
like,
you are the cause of this. When he said that. Because you prolonged it. If that irritated you to the point to where you didn't want to be bothered, you should have turned the movie off right then and there and say, no refund, peace out. You the one that prolonged it.
I stopped talking to him for I literally stopped talking to him. And it's like it's very, very rare that I even answer a message. And what he tries to do, and when I talk about it, like, he tries to bait me with shoes. He'll send me something and be like, oh, uh-huh. You like these pairs? I'm about to send them to you.
No.
This is that
he manipulating.
Yeah, we've talked about him.
Thank
before.
You. There you go, Medisa. There you go.
Listen. He's manipulating you because he has figured out the things like. You understand what I'm saying?
Ding, ding, ding.
The matter is everybody has something that they like. And everybody has something that they just can't resist because they like it. You understand what I'm saying? Not saying that you would do some strange things. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying the truth of the matter is like he's
and the shoes ain't gonna get it. Now, if you're talking about a trip somewhere that's tropical at this point,
No. I'm not saying it like that. I'm not
I'm just
saying it that way. But like for instance, like if I'm a person, I'm a writer. You know what I'm saying? I like words. I like I'm those type of things. So a person can figure that stuff out about me and try to hold a conversation with me because of the fact that they know that, okay, this is the thing that she likes. You know what I'm saying? So maybe this can spark up some conversation. And in their mind, you know what I'm saying, you're thinking it's harmless, right? Because you're like, okay,
mm-hmm.
It's harmless because they see something that I'm interested in. So we're talking about something I'm interested in. But in their mind, it's them worming their way in because they figure they
it's
got
a password.
Okay,
it's a password. It's a password.
Yeah.
He figured out her password.
Yeah, he figured like the whole thing is like they figured that they just gonna keep they gonna slowly wear you down.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
But it's your.
It ain't fault. Even happening. I got enough shoes in my closet. I'm fine. I can get them myself. I'm good.
Right. I just say, I'm just
over
it.
But the whole
I
love
you
thing,
that.
Like.
Yeah, that's
I think that's why it irks me to my spirit.
you know this whole, you know, give a person an inch, they'll take a mile. That's real shit right there. You know what I mean? Like, I say this with caution because of the fact that I've been, somebody stalked the fuck out of me before. Like, and it was horrible. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was scary. Like, okay, you're talking way crazy. I don't want to talk to you, to the point where this motherfucker had followed me. Like, I was in the store. You in the store with me. I'm jumping in cars. We running because I see your motherfucking ass. Like, that's some scary shit because people out here don't have no sense. Like, and like I said, again, you never know if that was the person that was teased and picked on. You know what I'm saying? Their mama didn't love them enough and didn't hug them enough. Didn't kiss them enough, didn't tell them they was important, didn't tell them they was somebody. You just don't know what that one little thing is to make somebody crack.
And that trigger, that trigger, yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying? Because folks out here is crazy. You know what I mean? So, baby girl,
oh, yeah,
set that
crazy.
Down.
They really are.
Down.
I think that's definitely where I'm at. And I don't want to tell, like, my extra crazy person that's in my life. I don't want to tell them because then it's like, okay, so do I need to come down there? And I'm like, no, you don't have to do that. But, yeah, this has got to go. It's got to go. It's going to go. So we won't talk about this again because today is the end.
And we want to recap next week.
You don't see the damn guy on inbox with them DMs ain't gonna get it opened up.
Like anybody who talks to me knows I return text messages quick. Like I try my best. If I ain't sleep or doing something else, I draw my bed. You know what I'm saying? And text message, you'd be like, this girl ain't answered not one text message since Happy New Year.
Girl, that's the person that would be on my block list on all, just because, you know, you just can't be too careful with folks nowadays. Like, you just gotta.
And that's what I was telling my coworker, because, like, we went out to lunch yesterday, me and my coworkers. Y'all know I don't really do that. Y'all know that, right? And so, they were talking about how they were meeting these people online and they were meeting people on Plenty of Fish. I said, y'all not going to get me to do that at all.
No.
Why not?
Because people are crazy. People like to catfish.
But you know what? I really feel like, honestly, I feel like you run the same type of risk meeting a person online as you do meeting the motherfuckers out here is shady. Like,
right.
People will have a whole nother life and you won't even know it. Like, people have a tendency, if that deceit is in a person, if that's who they are, whether you meet them online, whether you meet them, you know, in the supermarket, whether you meet them at Starbucks,
church,
you know, or
church,
at Walmart. There are going to be.
I don't
think
nobody from the church.
The person is, that's who the person is. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, because I know, like, my mom, my sister be like, oh my God, you're so. Because I've met people online and I, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you be them. I run the same motherfucking risk, right? The only difference is because I have a little bit more of a barrier online because they don't necessarily.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's. You know, it's some protection there because I can only give them certain information. But I can meet a motherfucker right down the street at Starbucks and talk to them and give them my number and we communicate, we text them, and they be a stalker just like somebody online. So nowadays,
y'all see why I don't date and why I don't give out my number. All of this.
Girl, you got to go with your gut. You got to go with your gut.
Right.
If something don't feel right, it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, I am the thin, verified queen. Everybody I meet in person, over the internet, wherever the case they may be, them motherfuckers is in my, I got a been verified account. I got a paid been verified. I'm going to find your whole life history. I'm going to figure out who the fuck you are before you can tell me some bullshit about who you are. I put everybody through that thing.
But let me say this, though, real quick. And I think a lot of people should do this because I said this here in Detroit quite often. When you get somebody's name and number, the number is not more important than the name. You go on Facebook and you go find them and you see what they're talking about on Facebook, because Facebook is a psychological profile to their personality. You have to find out who they are, because they will tell you who they are on Facebook. You got to do that. You got to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
And it's sad that we live in a society like this where we have to do these type of things, because people just don't practice the art of keeping it real. You know what I mean? Like, they will just, because it's a smoke screen. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody wants to put their best foot forward. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to tell you, okay, well, yeah, I got this and I got that, and there's always, this side and that side. I don't ever listen to all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I let your actions, I pay attention to how you move. You know what I'm saying? I pay attention to the little subtle stuff that you don't think I'm paying attention to. You know what I'm saying? And figure out, okay, you that person. You crazy. You know, this is your issue. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. You just got to be careful. You got to be careful no matter what. You know?
Mm-mm. I guess I deal with my normal crazy then. I know that crazy. Like, you know, I know that crazy. I can handle that.
Yeah, we can't do that unfamiliar crazy. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
well,
but I mean,
somebody
I know that they have than to even try to figure it. Like, nah, you show me one little hint of crazy.
That's exactly
the person will always show you who they are. And the problem is that
I say
a lot
crazy.
Of us, we don't pay attention. We don't. A lot of us don't pay attention. Now, let's just keep it 100. A lot of us don't pay attention, especially women. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of us women don't pay attention, and even men to some degree.
You better
don't
say that
attention.
Because
so,
y'all already know about the girl who was missing with the BD, and like he showed his crazy in the beginning, and she still. So, and you crying at this point. So. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. I get it.
Because the red flags are always there. You know what I'm saying? You just choose to ignore the red flags. Like, I used to be feeling some kind of way about certain relationships that I was in, and a person was turned out to be a certain way. But when I look back on those things, I realized, you know what? They showed me red flags, and I just ignored the red flags because I was so in love with what they were talking about, what, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know what I'm saying, what everything
mm-hmm.
about them that made me feel some kind of way about them. I just couldn't get enough. No, this person showed me who they was, so I really don't have anybody to blame but myself if my feelings get hurt, if my heart get broke, because a person will always show you who they are. You got to believe them the first time. Ain't no isolated incident. You know what I'm saying? A person... Mm-hmm. It's just the truth, you know what I mean? And we don't see that now that we're so busy worried about shit that don't even matter that we miss
that.
Stuff that we really fucking paying attention to. You know what I'm saying? Like I say all the time, you got to check a motherfucker's relationship resume. You got, you know what I'm saying? Like if a person got, if they tell you, okay, I've been in 7 relationships in the last 5 years and none
that's
of them worked
flag.
Out.
That's a red
a
flag.
That's a problem. Because chances are it's not a problem with the other people. It's probably a problem with that person. It's something fundamentally wrong with that motherfucking person, whether that be they can't communicate,
mm-hmm.
whether it be real, whether they be, you know what I'm saying, whether it be they don't respect boundaries, whatever the case may be, you're going to see that stuff. You know what I mean? And we don't pay attention. So, you know what I mean? My thing is, for all of us, you know what I'm saying, me included, we got to start paying attention to the shit that we see. Because we going to, because your gut is 99% right most of the time. It don't lie to you. It just don't. You meet a man, he been married 4 times. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And he's telling you,
I was only married once. Mind your business, only married once.
I'm just saying. Like, he been married 4 times, or you meet a man who he got, you know, or he got X amount of kids, and he got 4 baby mamas, and you think, what's the problem? There's something wrong somewhere. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying the women didn't have issues, but maybe there's something in that man that makes him not want to commit, not want to be in a long-term relationship, not want to move forward past having a baby mama. You understand what I'm saying? Those type of things we don't pay attention to. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's true.
Yeah. That's why some policies and procedures are already set in order now. And I don't deviate from them.
Yep, you can't blur those lines.
So what have we learned from this? This is a question for you, Jay, and Medisa just dropping it like it ain't nothing. What have we learned from this?
That we ain't got to tolerate nobody's mess. I'm gonna keep it moving. What? I already said I'm gonna get rid of them. Now, what more do you want me to learn?
Move quickly. Don't prolong.
That ain't nothing. You ain't got to worry about that.
Okay.
He probably, cause he likes to. He think I don't realize, but I know he does. That he likes to try to figure out my life through my post. So he probably listened to this show.
Oh goodness, I hate those.
You think this song's about you?
That's exactly why I posted what I posted earlier today, the one where it says, like, you know, when you post a subliminal message and somebody jumps in your inbox and says, are you talking about me? I'm like, sit your guilty ass down.
See? You see what I'm saying? Like,
Right.
That's that bullshit. Sit down. Sit your guilty ass down. Shut up. Talk about you and your mama. I don't like people. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. I'm trying to find my spoiler, and I can't find my spoiler.
Oh, Lord.
I'm trying to find my spoiler. So, Lord,
why are you
telling me?
Like, why are you changing the subject about your sweater? What are you talking about?
Because I was looking for my sweater. Am I changing the subject? I was, while we were talking, I've been looking for my sweater. I can't find my sweater.
Uh-huh.
Please understand that I need my sweater at this point. So,
I'm done.
I can't find my sweater. I don't know what I did with it. I had it on earlier. I don't know where that got hot.
Yo, Medisa. Medisa, he about to text her right now. Like that blue sweater you got on.
Right.
That's not even
funny,
yo.
He got an iron in his tie. You better watch.
Right.
You better check and see. You better watch,
like,
girl.
And what's so crazy is, like, you're not local.
He
be the
hot.
You're not local.
These new things don't know how to hack into your phone and shit. Hack into your camera. You think you're taking a selfie.
You know, I got two different phones. And don't even know the number.
Hey, Jay, you left your microwave set on 2 minutes. You know?
Right.
Something like that. Yeah.
Why are you in my house? What? Get out of here. Scram. Skedaddle.
I don't like that top with them. I don't like the pants you got on with them pants with that shirt. You need to change it.
That's fine. You ain't got to worry about it.
I cannot.
Oh God. Because just like Medisa, I've been in that, you know, stalker thing. So I don't ever want to be stalked again. Because I had to leave like a whole apartment.
Girl, that. I'm telling y'all that. That man was. I wish I had my cousin on that on the line right now to tell that story. That man was, because what it was, he got to talking like, we literally had just talking like we were like, we had just met each other. We was at, my cousin was talking to one of his friends, and you know, I was young, you know what I mean, and you know, we was chilling and talking, and it was cool and everything, and then like he just got weird, like we were talking on the phone, and he was like, I love you, and I want to be with you forever. You know what I mean? And I was like, dude, you don't even know me. Like, hold on, this is moving way too fast. You know, he's asking questions. What you doing? Where
you love you?
How you been?
It's that
I
love you that creeps me out.
Yeah, it was like, you ain't even know me for 2.5 seconds, nigga. You don't even know my blood type. You don't even know, you know what I'm saying? You don't even know how many, well, you don't even know my body count. Like, nothing about me. Like, why you love me? Why you trying to
be body count? I mean, ain't nobody
talking
about my body count for real.
No, but
I ain't talking about. I mean, that ain't all y'all.
Well, I, you know, I don't have a problem telling my body count because it's low. You know what I'm saying? So it's fine. Like, I'm proud of my body count.
I was trying to say I got a problem telling mine because mine might be high. Wait,
no, I'm not saying that.
I lost count in 1994. I ain't going front.
I'm just saying for me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm not saying that for nobody else. But what I'm saying is, you don't know shit about me. So, like,
I don't know. I lost count at 94. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, most men lose count after 12 or 10 or 20 or something. Like, y'all don't keep a record. Like, women, we keep a record because, you know, we need to know, you know. But y'all don't care. Y'all don't care. That's the truth of the matter. Y'all don't care. It doesn't matter. Because at some point, it's just a hole to y'all. Like, that's just the truth. Y'all men don't care.
You know what? I'm really insulted by that. You're probably right, but I'm insulted that you said it. I'm insulted
well,
you said
you
it out loud.
Now that you had to put the words to the thought, like, oh, man, we really don't care about
that. No, don't be insulted. Oh. Like, you know, and y'all know when y'all, you know, men, it's different for men because y'all at, you know, y'all at that, you know, okay, we just gonna do this. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's the claim to fame. Cool for a man to have a high body count. Because the fact that that's what y'all supposed to do. Like, you the man with your boys. If you, you know what I'm saying, you smashing and grabbing. Like, you getting it, right? For women, it's a totally different mm-hmm. story. You know what I'm saying? We can have a high body count, but don't nobody want to know about that because y'all going to try to put us in the category and make us whore. But my thing is, what's the difference between the two? You know what I'm saying? The difference is the in and the out, right? You know what I'm saying? Ours is going in. Y'all just, I mean, you know, some going in.
But, you know, I never had a problem with that. I've never had, and I've always said this on my radio show here in Detroit. I never had a problem with that.
But some men are intimidated by women who are sexually liberated. And when I say that, I mean
that I do agree
who
with.
Are like, I'm
that
a woman.
I do agree with.
I'm a woman. It's my prerogative. This is my pussy. I can do what I want to do with it. With who I want to
oh
do
my.
With.
Oh, my.
Bomb,
oh, my.
It's my cat.
Joe, Larry. Son, you know, whoever I want to give it to, it's my business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But men feel some kind of way about that because in their mind, women are not supposed to be like that. But no, it's the same thing because just like y'all can be generous with y'all dick, if we decide to be generous with our pussy, we can because it's our pussy. Just like it's y'all dick. I mean, that's
oh
it doesn't matter. Just don't want to keep it real about that stuff. Because a hoe is a hoe is a hoe is a hoe. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm a hoe, because
no
I'm
matter
30 men, you a hoe.
No matter how you slice
it. But hold on, Medisa. Let me say this real quick. I've never had a problem with that because if I sleep with five women in 1 month, what do everybody call me? They call me a player. If you sleep with two dudes in 1 year, mm-hmm. you a hoe. I never thought that was ever fair. Whatever you do is your prerogative.
Fair,
and for
and
the
that's
record,
what I'm saying. But you're not. You're the exception to the rule, my friend. And you had to keep it at 100. You are the exception to the rule because. And at the end of the day, men feel like y'all have this expectation that pussy's supposed to be a certain way. It's supposed to be like this, and if it's a little too loose or something, whatever the case, she's ran through. They don't necessarily mean that. You know what I'm saying? The only difference is that y'all dicks don't have a way to judge elasticity. But the issue is that y'all probably can't even keep y'all stamina up because y'all done been with so many people, that motherfucker
I've
don't work
I've never heard
right
her talk this way. I've never heard her talk this loud. My God.
I'm sorry.
What? That mouth that was right now?
I'm sorry. I didn't have a little couple. I'm sorry. I am kind of loud right now, but I'm sorry. I'm a little tipsy, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that
like,
was
I
a little, look, yeah, that was very much a little, yeah.
That she
was,
been
that,
drinking.
That was a little
that's
scary.
That's
but we got your point.
Yeah, because once you dropped the P-bomb, we knew it. We knew that.
Right,
I'm a little drunk. I get aggressive when I drink. I get a little aggressive when I get drunk.
Yeah.
So I'm a little.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about no type of aggressive anything because I am posting stuff on Instagram right now as well. but because, you know, I'm inappropriate in so many ways.
I'm just saying. And, you know, at the end of the day, right, at the end of the day, a person has, it's their prerogative. So whatever a woman decides she wants to do with her body is her body. Just like a man decides he wants to do with his body, it's his body. You know what I'm saying? Don't put nobody in a category because you feel some kind of way. Because, you know what I'm saying, in my mind, a man can go and speak.
Before there was a you, there was someone else.
Exactly. So, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Either you accept it or you don't. Period, point blank. Because there's somebody out here for everybody. And even the person that got the high body count, that woman that we call the woman that the man wants to call a hoe, somebody love her too. Just like somebody love the man. Who's
and it's not just her mama.
I love
so
you, hoe. I love you, hoe.
Who you talking to?
No, I'm talking to the women that she said, you know, oh. They're men that love the hoe. So I'm telling them women,
okay,
I love you, hoe.
I can't stand you. I can't stand none of y'all at this point. I can't stand y'all.
Ooh. Yeah, all I'm gonna say is, if you're gonna be a hoe, be the best hoe you can be.
All right, be the best. Be the absolute best.
Just like the little engine that could. You think you can? You think you can? Keep it going.
I love you, hoe.
Happiness over everything.
Please don't. Right. Y'all are a mess. I have it. I'm glad that we came back. I'm glad. While Dre's out there in the streets being a hoe.
I enjoyed this, Jay. Thank you for bringing me on.
No, he's the last king of the last king.
Okay, so Ramon, I don't know if you heard this from the beginning of the show, but the reason Dre is not here this week because Dre is off in Tennessee at a ski trip, gallivanting with other Black folk, being a hoe. So that's where he is. And
no, I'm a hoe.
And I'm going to have all types of stories probably next week. Because he's
got the title, the last king of Scotland.
I'm sorry, he's being the last king of Scotland.
Yeah, Dre, I said it.
That girl's funny. But it's so. So that's all this happens, girl.
I thank you so much
for hanging out. Oh, girl, they had already started, and we getting ready to end this show anyway. We got 2 minutes. Thank you, Ramon. It's midnight already, yeah. And I'm not staying over tonight. I'm tired. This has been the longest week I've ever had in my whole entire life. Like, the longest week. I'm tired of people.
I'm about to go to the casino. Hey, it's only
10
o'clock
here. It's only 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock or whatever it is.
It's only 10 o'clock, So,
Ramon, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We absolutely appreciate your opinion from a male's perspective.
Thank you, Ramon. Ramon is the real MVP. I'm right here. We will be back.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we'll be back next week. We'll have some different topics, some different shenanigans to get into, and hopefully nobody pissed off our souls between now and then. But I want you all to have a wonderful weekend and just enjoy yourself. Some people got a 3-day weekend, while some of us will be back to work on Monday. Just enjoy yourself, be good to each other, and do everything that you think I would. It's okay. It's accepted.
We wish you love
this weekend. So silly. So this weekend we are actually doing the first episode of Combos and Cocktails. So pray for my spirit because this is my first time in front of a camera and doing YouTube. So pray my spirit. I just need y'all to just pull me together. We'll be talking. So I love you all. I appreciate you all for this evening. And Happy New Year to everybody. And, we're done for the night. See you next week.
Good night, good people.
Bye.
Good night.